Religion on the Line. 2 hours of exploration into the world of spirituality, faith, hope, love, or the hot buttons of today. Talk about it now. 576-7710. And now, Religion on the Line.
Good morning. You've got Religion on the Line here at KCMO Talk Radio. 103.7 FM, 710 AM, and 1440 AM, KMAJ. This is the time, this is the place to have a conversation about religion, spirituality, faith, belief, ethics, superstition, conspiracy, and everything in between. Give us a call at 576-7710, 576-7710. I'm Reverend Robert Lee Hill, Minister Emeritus of Community Christian Church, along with
Deacon Bill Scholl with Archdiocese of Kansas City, Kansas, along with
Pastor Barry Fries from Northern Boulevard United Methodist Church, sending blessings for Passover to our sisters and brothers in the Jewish faith.
And we are very grateful, Barry, that as Michael is experiencing Passover and celebrating that, you are here in his stead, and we're very grateful for that.
I'm delighted to be invited.
So, Mike, just to wrap it up here, real quick, we've got a guest author that's going to be with us this next 30 minutes, but we hope that that was a good delineation between providence and grace.
Yes, thank you, and have a happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you.
And by the way,
thank you, Mike.
One day, Mike, maybe you and I can sit down next to each other and enjoy an Iris DeMint concert.
Oh, yeah.
All right?
Yeah, from your lips to God's ears.
And by the way, I don't know whether I'll have – I'm going to have a new book coming out in the next 3 months, and it's a collection of sermons. I don't know if I'll have a book party, but I want to thank you, Mike, for showing up for the opening of that over a year ago.
I'll show up again.
Especially right. If you get Iris DeMint to play at that party. I'll go. Even I'll go.
All right, Mike. Blessings and a happy Easter. And we're going to go to Mindy Corcoran is called in. And welcome, Mindy. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, we are great now that you've called in, and we've anticipated this with bated breath. And we're very grateful for your presence and want to hear all about your new book and about your foundation and about the 7 days. Mindy has a very unique story to tell, and better you to tell it, Mindy, than me. But tell us a little bit about who you are and what you've created and the book that you're going to talk about.
Well, thanks. Thanks so much for having me on, Bob. I appreciate it. I was just reflecting on the last time you and I saw each other live. We were in Overland Park over breakfast, and you were handing me your book. And I appreciate having that. Life's too short for anything but love. And I feel like I live that quite a bit. Well, how people tend to know me now is that in April of 2014, my dad and son and Terry Lamano were all murdered by a white supremacist. And it happened on Palm Sunday. So that's interesting. I didn't realize that I knew it was a Sunday that you wanted me to call in and speak. That's when you had your radio show. And a few days ago, I realized we would be talking on Palm Sunday. And why it's not the same date, it's not April 13th, the day that they lost their lives. They lost their lives on Palm Sunday. So it's a very meaningful day for me today. Mm. And then, as you said, since then, I started, and along with my family members and a lot of community members, we opened Faith Always Wins Foundation, and then Faith Always Wins Foundation produces 7 days Make a Ripple Change the World, which is an activity. There are 7 events that happen in the month of April, and this year in 2021, this is the 7th year of 7 days.
So 7 days is going to take place beginning on April the 13th. Is that right?
April 13th. Yes, we're making a few changes. You know, as you have events and you have these, you know, annual get-togethers or whatever, you know, a gala, and, you know, when you start creating things, you create it the first year with the intent of whatever, you know, your necessary need is. And our need at the time was to bring the community together and to educate the community around different faiths. Dad and and Terry Lamanno were murdered because the shooter wanted to murder Jewish people, and he went to Jewish locations thinking that only Jewish people would be on location at those locations. And so they were at the wrong place at the wrong time. And I'm very thankful that the shooter wasn't there during a workday, when there would have been a lot more people present, and there also would have been a school in session. So very thankful for that. But unfortunately, we lost, you know, significantly in our own lives. So 7 days has morphed. 7 days has ebbed and flowed and made some changes along the way. We always are trying to improve the experiences for everyone that participates. And what I mean by that is we have a Kindness Youth Leadership team now, and these students help us put all the activities together. We're helping teach kindness to all these high school students, and then in turn, the high school students are helping teach kindness to the community. And we decided for 2021 that we would host our Love Day on April 13th. So we're starting our Love Day on April 13th with a new award, and it's a Ripple of Kindness Award. And so it'll be a fantastic evening. Everything is virtual this year. So for all your listeners, everyone has every reason to attend because they're all virtual.
You are so good. Your spirit is so kind and compassionate. You know, Bill would have said, or I shouldn't, I don't want to throw Bill under. I would have said, you have no excuse for not attending.
Yeah.
And you would say, you have every reason now to attend.
That's
you're just
right.
You're living it out, Mindy. Yeah. Thank you. So that's on the 13th, the Ripple of Kindness Award, and it's a celebration of the youth in Kansas City. But April 15th, you do something different, and the 17th, and can you go through that, the schedule a little bit?
I can, yes. Let me go through each day with you. So on April 15th is Discover Day, and an interesting caveat to Discover Day, on our Discover Day team, we have two adults on every, well, that's not true. We have two adults on this team. I'll just stick with each day. We have two adults on this team and two students helping put this together. And one of our adults is Sunaina Dumala, who is the widow of Srinivas Kuchibola. And he lost his life to hate also in Olathe, Kansas, February of 2017.
Yeah,
so Sunaina is part of our process. And she's helping with Discover Day. And we are going to tour a Hindu temple. This is all virtual. We are going to learn how to cook an Indian dish. They had this really great afternoon. You know that huge freeze that you all had and the snow? It was just this awful freeze that you all had. Well, we were planning to record outside due to COVID a cooking presentation.
Oh, my.
And so we delayed it. They delayed it like another week or two, and it ended up being a beautiful, beautiful afternoon to record this cooking presentation. So there's a cooking presentation, and also really unique is there's a short interview between teenagers from our area and a teenager in India. And they interviewed one another, had a conversation, and had a discussion, and that's also going to be on Discover Day. So Discover Day is about discovering something new, and so we're trying to show something to people that they might not know. So that's on April 15th. And then 2 days later, on April 17th, is our U Day. And you all might be saying, what is U Day? Why would you have a U Day? I'll tell you that as humans, we tend to sometimes not take care of ourselves the way that we should. And so U Day is about saying and giving permission to take care of yourself. And so we've recorded and have this presentation ready for meditation and yoga and help with our mental health, especially due to COVID. Yoga piece, I'm excited to see the yoga piece because it's going to be all yoga and stretching in a chair. So while we're sitting in our chair working, we can learn to still take care of ourselves physically. So those are two of the days. Any questions or thoughts on those 2 days?
Well, you know, I do think you're very wise with the U Day, in as much as, you know, with social justice, you know, a big part of that is restorative justice. And in restorative justice, we have a saying, hurt people hurt people. And the belief is this, that while there really is evil in the world, a lot of the harm and the violence, if you look at its causes, it's a cyclical thing. Those people were harmed. Those people were hurt. And so I think what you're doing is so beautiful, because you're taking your harm and your hurt and you're, by the grace of God, moving that into something positive. But I think some of the wisdom that you're bringing, that I hear you bringing, is also like, hey, we need to make it safe for us to pay attention to our mental health. Because maybe if more people took care of their mental health, I'm not saying it's the only solution. And again, real evil exists, but also at the same time, if we made it safer and had a culture of taking care of your mental health, maybe we wouldn't be seeing so many of these senseless violent acts. I just want to thank you for what you're doing.
Mindy, hold on, and we're going to take a break. We're going to pay some bills, and we're going to be right back after these messages here at Religion on the Line. Good morning. You've got Religion on the Line here at KCMO Talk Radio. 103.7 FM, 710 AM, as well as 1440 AM KMAJ. I'm Reverend Robert Lee Hill, Minister Emeritus of Community Christian Church, along with
Deacon Bill Scholl with the Archdiocese of Kansas City, Kansas, along with
Pastor Barry Fries from Northern Boulevard United Methodist Church in Independence.
And we've been talking to Mindy. Mindy, because our time is very short and we want to hear more about your book, I'm going to post the calendar of the 7 days on my Facebook page, where we promoted you being on Religion on the Line, and letting people know that, and also when it occurs or before it begins, April 13th through the 25th, we will have the whole schedule. I'll put the whole schedule out and celebrate it again. Okay.
Fantastic.
Okay.
Thank you.
But we do need to get to your book. You've written a book, and it says that you wrote this book for those who are seeking inspiration, for those who are searching for a glimmer of hope and faith, and for those in need of necessary supportive relationships, even in the hardest of times. And Adam Hamilton, your pastor at Church of the Resurrection, wrote a foreword for it, and that's pretty slick. And you've got all kinds of blurbs commending you and extolling the virtues of this book. Tell us a little bit about this book.
Well, it's a process. Healing is a process and a journey. It's not one and done. There's not a chapter that closes. They just keep reopening. Life keeps happening. And what to tell you about the book? Well, I started journaling about a week after they were murdered. Dad and Reet were murdered, and it's a compilation of things that happened in our life. So many people saw me in a public, had a public presence, but people mm-hmm. didn't know, even close friends didn't understand the enormity, just the darkness that was over our home. And things that we had to do to save our second child, mm-hmm. Things we had to do to save ourselves. Mm-hmm. And it's a very vulnerable book. I share a lot about what happens in our own home. And then I was thankful to have the opportunity to start a podcast in 2020. And the opportunity to start the podcast, what happened is it gave me a great avenue and platform to interview my mom and my two brothers. And I was able to pull from them information so they could share their perspective, which I think is helpful. When life happens to us, it doesn't just happen to us. You know, it doesn't just happen to each of you. It happens to people around you. Mm-hmm. And I try to show that in the process of writing the book.
Yeah. We're talking with Mindy Corcoran, who's son and father were murdered by a white supremacist neo-Nazi in Palm Sunday of 2014. And you've written this book. The title of the book is Healing a Shattered Soul. Mindy, I must tell you, your life is an example of the title of this book. And as you have healed, or as you have instigated, promoted, prompted, held up the healing of your own soul, you are healing a lot of other souls too in the process.
Thank you. I hope so. I feel like I have a responsibility to do that. I'm not sure why. I feel like that God wants me to do these things, and I step into it. And I talk about that very vulnerably, about hearing God speak to me and ask me to do things that I didn't want to do and that I don't want to do. And yet, I hope you can hear me smiling. And yet, when you do step into what you're asked to do, when you step into your purpose, you find the peace and the healing that is comforting.
You know, sometimes a press release or a title will be kind of mundane. It'll be real showy. It'll be kind of fantabulous. It'll be glitzy. But this is exactly correct. Whoever wrote this for you, if you wrote it, I'm not surprised, or if your publicist wrote this, domestic terrorism stole the lives of her son and father. Now, Mindy Corporon shares her journey of grief and courageous kindness in an inspiring new memoir, Healing a Shattered Soul. That's exactly right. I mean, I can't wait to get my copy and to hear about it and to read all about this. What was the hardest part of the book for you to compose?
Maybe speaking about Lucas, who is now 19. He's still living, which is wonderful and fantastic and amazing. And but yet I tell a lot about what happened to him and what he went through, and I think that was the hardest part, because he was so fragile for such a long time. Yeah. And I wasn't sure how much he wanted to be shared. So he read his two chapters. There are two chapters that focus on what happened to him and what happened to us and all the changes that we made.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was the hardest, because it is still fragile. It's the three of us, you know, we try to be strong, but we are still fragile with the loss of my dad and Reet. And so that was the hardest piece to write about.
Mm-hmm. It is almost unfathomable to imagine how you did that and the process that you employed to get through that. So, by the way, you're calling from a distance, but you will be here for 7 days. Is that correct?
I will be there part of the time. So it's over a 2-week period.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be in town. Yes, I'll be in town frequently during those times. I've got a few interviews, and actually Reverend Gardimo from the St. Thomas Episcopal Church, they are now hosting me in May. So I'll be back in May. So I'm going to be there in April and in May.
Will you be here for your book launch on May the 3rd?
I will not be present on May 3rd. I'll be there probably May 5th.
Okay. All right.
I'll be there May 5th through the 8th, I think. But I will be present on April 22nd. I know you're going to post the dates for 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
We have a speaker coming in from Canada, and we're still live streaming it from Church of the Resurrection. Rabbi Arthur Nemetoff and Pastor Adam Hamilton and myself, and then Dr. Izzeldine Abulash, we will be in conversation about his book and about how we have to overcome hate. And there is evil, and I appreciate you saying that there is evil in this world. I tell people that. There is evil. There's real evil, and I know that. I'm not Pollyanna-ish about
more,
that.
We
have to shine a light on what is light and what is good and kind to help some of those people out of the evil, because you're not born evil. You're taught that, and
Mindy.
So I'll be in town in April and some in May.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much for calling in this morning. Mindy. You've blessed us immensely, and we're going to have you back very soon.
Okay. Thank you all.
Bye-bye.